When I was first ordained, I was assigned two different places. I was assigned to teach at Elder High School full-time, and I was assigned to Our Lady of the Visitation Parish as the associate there. So I taught high school sophomores for 2 years, which was a lot of fun. Very much enjoyed it. But one of the things you have to do as a teacher, obviously, is to keep discipline in the classroom. And an elder, one of the means by which they did that was what they called these brick sheets. It was a sheet of paper, had a brick pattern on it, and there was a sentence up at the top, and you had to put one word of that sentence in each one of the bricks. So it was just an exercise, right, as a punishment. So I saw that, and I said, okay, this is how they do things here, but I'm not going to have them do brick sheets. If they mess up and I need to give them some kind of punishment, I'll have them copy for me passages out of the scriptures or out of the catechism. At my ordination, I had been given a basket, a gag gift by one of my uncles. It was a collection basket. And it had all these plastic coins in them that had on one side a scripture quotation and on the other just a phrase from that quotation. So there were those coins, and then there were these coins that had WWJD, what would Jesus do, on them. So I told the guys, listen, if I need to give you a punishment, you're going to pull a coin out of the basket, and that's what you're going to copy for me. Maybe that chapter from the Bible, maybe several chapters from the Bible, depending on what you had done. And then I told them, but there's these other coins in there, WWJD. And I said, what would Jesus do? And they all knew the answer. He'd let us off. So I said, that's exactly right. So if you pull that coin, no punishment. They thought that was great. Now, it got a little unruly because by mid-year, they're chanting. If somebody messed up, they all started chanting, coining, coining, coining. It worked out pretty well. The next year, I added a twist, though. I told the guys, okay, you know, you pull the coin, you get the punishment, but I'll give you a chance to go double or nothing. We'll flip a coin. And the punishments by then had become legendary in terms of their length. So going double or nothing was not something slight. You could spend several hours that night copying from the catechism or the scriptures. But I told them, I'm going to do this because it's important that you see how you make decisions, that you weigh the probabilities, what you've got going on, and can you say, flip the coin, don't flip the coin, I'll take the punishment. How do you work interiorly? How do you make that decision? And it was interesting to watch. Some guys, completely oblivious to the consequences, are like, let's roll the dice, right? And other guys, for love nor money, would they take a chance. They'd take their punishment, and that was that. Others were frozen by indecision. They tried to weigh it, and they couldn't decide. But the exercise was that they came to know that about themselves in the moment of decision. And then they could work with that. In our gospel today, Zacchaeus climbs a tree to see the Lord. But in seeing the Lord, he himself is seen. And that's the twist. You can think of things, and we do this all the time, that we go to see. But in going to see, we actually, if we're paying attention, we find out about ourselves. How open is our heart? How closed is our heart? Our parents raise us this way. Try out for this. Go give that a try. Sport. Band. This or that activity. You try these things out so you can see. But what you're really finding out, what you're really seeing, is yourself, your character, your heart. In seeing the Lord, Zacchaeus just wanted to observe, but he was seen by the Lord, And that's the moment of encounter. That's the moment of decision. And that's what we're always confronted with, in a good way, not confronted harshly, but day after day, as we heard in that first reading, the Lord works with us. We encounter people, situations, all kinds of things. And in the moment, we can decide, do I respond to this with a Christian heart? Or do I respond to this with a heart of selfishness, worldliness, own concern? How do we respond? We hear today in the gospel that Zacchaeus, in the moment of encounter, is so taken with being invited by the Lord into his presence that Zacchaeus makes a decision to change his life. Now, we might not have to make such a radical decision. But if we look at our own inner workings, as these things come up in our average, everyday going-ons, we continually are confronted, are we willing to change here? Are we willing to suffer with there? Every day, the Lord invites us to come down from the tree and to be seen by him so that we can see ourselves. As we come to the altar today, with what heart, with what vision, with what openness to being changed, challenged, and known by the Lord?